All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 21, and when 8 days were accomplished, now Jesus had been born, and according to Hebrew law and custom, they would have him circumcised the 8th day. All right? So they're bringing him to the temple. It says, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now, we'll come back to this verse, but go back to verse 21 again. There was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. The man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. I want to give you some characteristics of the person that will know God's timing. We can't live our lives just any kind of way and know God's time. Well, you know, to be in tune with the Lord means to be out of step with the world. Simeon was told by the Lord that he would not die until he saw the consolation of Israel. And so the first thing was that he was just and devout, an honest man. I don't like the word religion, but, you know, people say a religious man, devout. You know, in other words, he did devotions. He was devoted to God. He was just and devoted. Sometimes you can be attending church but not be just and not be devoted either. But he was, number one, he was just, honest, had integrity, and he was devoted. And then number two, the Holy Ghost was upon him. How many know there's something about the Holy Spirit that is not at all natural? He's a revealer of secrets. You know, the Holy Spirit will wake you up at a certain hour if you ask him to. Not a minute before, not a minute late. Have you ever asked him? He will. Amen. So the Holy Spirit was upon him. Next verse, please. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Next verse. He took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Pause there for a minute. Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, behold, this child is set for the fall and rise again of many in Israel. Let me pause there for a moment, because we are living in very interesting times right now, you know, and you and I really must get a grasp upon what God's plan is for his church. Also, we must understand, what is God's plan or judgment for the world? Because they're two different things. We are not appointed unto wrath. The church is not appointed to wrath. Hello? Tell the person beside you that, therefore, there's no need to fear. You are not appointed to wrath. But as Simeon said here, the very birth of Christ was set for the fall and the rising again of many. So God's doing something today. If you are not in his timing, you can get afraid. You can see things coming on the face of the earth and your heart begin to faint. You may think that God is against you when he's not. Go back to Egypt when God determined judgment on the whole system of Pharaoh in Egypt. But yet that judgment was not determined on his people. Hello? Come on, we have to know the times. We have to understand the times. That even though these may be shaky economical times, and, you know, wars and rumors of wars and famine and pestilence, all these things, we are not appointed unto that type of wrath. Come on, you have to understand the times. What does that mean to me? If I don't understand what God is doing and his timing on the life of the church, then I'm going to get caught up into what the world is thinking, how the world is viewing things, and it's dark in the world. It's going to get darker, and things are, let me tell you, are going to get worse progressively in the world. The system is dying, is appointed to death. There's no life that's going to come out of the system. All the systems of the world, I don't care if it is a democracy, a theocracy, whatever it might be, a monarchy, is not going to survive. But see, that is not the appointment of the kingdom of God. Help me here, Jesus. That's not our appointment. So we have to understand the times. If you're not careful, you'll get caught up in the mindset of the times of the world and begin to operate in fear and dread and scarcity. But that is not our portion. That is not how we were to even think. You don't set your mind on that. You don't set your affection on that. We set our affection on things above. We still pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Look at somebody and tell them, God hadn't changed. But if we don't understand the times, we'll get caught up and begin to get fearful and begin to withdraw. But that's not our appointment. Amen. Okay, so very important for us to understand and grasp that. These verses go on. Next verse. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Next verse. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, that's about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, there's another person that God revealed the time of the birth. the time of the circumcision. They were in the right place. Now, the characteristic I want you to see about Anna, and you might want to write it down, is that she stayed in the temple. In other words, she attended church. Can I say it that way? Let me put it in modern day vernacular. She attended service. But see, you're not gonna know God's time if you're not in time with Him, in tune with Him. She was in tune, fastings and prayer. Her life was the temple. And so here she comes by the Spirit of God, recognizing the Christ child, understanding times, in the right place at the right time. I don't know. Some of our blessings can elude us if we're not in the right place at the right time. God is faithful. A blessing delayed is not necessarily a blessing denied. But we don't want to continue to have delayed blessings. We want to be in the right place. All right? Are we getting this? Tell somebody, understand the times. God is a God of timing. Yeah, He is. He's a God of precision, a God of excellence. We start to discipline ourselves like that, we'll find that life becomes so much more pleasant instead of always being stressed out over something. Even if we took the time to start a little bit more preparation, you know, ahead of time. I know we got some last-minute folk in here. I have to get over packing bags when I have to travel at the last minute. I hate packing. I like to just get to where I have to. But I have to break that habit because sometimes I go and have to buy something because I left it. But you understand, you can avoid a lot of, you know, you that go through the airports a lot. If you run late, it's a whole lot of stress on you because airplanes ain't going to wait for you. They ain't like a buddy said, well, I'll wait a few more minutes for you. No, they ain't waiting. Once that gate is closed, it's too late. All right, so timing is so important. I want to stress that very strongly, that timing is so very important. 1 Chronicles 12 and verse number 32. There were three types of anointing that we spoke about a while back that are going to be prevalent in this last day upon the church. One of them was the anointing of Judah. That was fearlessness. One was the anointing of Zebulun. These were men that could keep rank. They were warriors. They could fight to the finish. And then there is the anointing of Issachar, the understanding of times. All right? In 1 Chronicles 12, 32, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. The characteristic that stands out the most on Issachar is they understood times. They were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 24 of The Faith Crisis, Understanding the Times. 1 Chronicles 12 and 32 states, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. The key strategy of the devil is to wear out the saints. Additionally, the enemy's ploy is to keep the saints busy with things, and some are good things, but it will cause us to miss out on God's best. The devil desires to change times and laws to bring the saints out from the law of the Spirit.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. Located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.